ESPN Radio 92.5 1300. It is The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective here on your Morris Day of the Time Tuesday. And we'll be talking to the man who originated the Morris Day of the Time Tuesday, for better or worse. I say worse, but he'll be on a show later today. Jeff Drummond, he'll be on with us later in the show. He's going to set us straight on everything. Just put us in our place on all this basketball stuff going on and everything in the world of sports. But yeah, he was the originator of the Morris Day and the Time Tuesday edition of The Bottom Line. So yeah, if you don't like it, hey, blame Atlanta Toyota, first of all, and then blame Jeff Drummond. So we'll have him on later in the show. But if you'd like to get your thoughts in on this Tuesday, just feel free to text us, 859-381-1313. How did last night go for you in college basketball? Well, if you're watching some college games that we had action on last night with 6 minutes to go, we had Syracuse getting 11.5 points. 6 minutes left, North Carolina was up 77-50. Well, it's when you say, well, you got that one, Desert. Let's get to the next one. Not so fast, O ye of little faith. Syracuse puts a run together, and they cover the spread, only losing by 10 points, going 27-10 over the last 6 minutes, and they cover the point spread. Way to go, Orange. All right, that's the way we like it. We had that. That's what you call a rocking chair win in the business. That's also one where you're just better off to maybe just look at the scores after the game, not watch the game. So a big, big cover for Syracuse last night. We had it all along. And then, of course, Kansas coming through last night in a double-ranked game. So Gambler's Anonymous game, not so much. So a 2-1 game night for us last night. I'll take that the rest of my life and be just fine with this sports gambling thing. So make sure you check us out, 859-381-1313. Who'd you have last night? Who do you have tonight? Some interesting games tonight. I think tomorrow it's going to be a little bit more packed in terms of maybe the big boy games. But some, of course, we like from a handicapping perspective. And, of course, several Gamblers Anonymous games to choose from tonight. And there's even one favorite we like tonight. I can't believe it. I know there's one favorite, and it's not a trap game either. So we'll be talking about that game from a handicapping perspective coming up later in the show. Excuse me. 859-381-1313. And of course, we'll make our picks later. Our college basketball picks been doing pretty well. Month of January was pretty good for us. You can always go back and check it out on the podcast. But our picks today, the most profitable segment of Lexington Radio, including our Gamblers Anonymous plays, the fastest growing segment in Lexington Radio. All kinds of good stuff. Picking these college basketball games. This is the stretch drive here. I mean, the college basketball season, you've got between January 2nd and Selection Sunday. Those are the weeks for the college basketball handicapper to really get your swerve on, so to speak. And we are right in the middle of that right now. So make sure you're getting your action down. We'll tell you where to get it down in a minute. So, yeah, all that and much, much more coming up as Jeff Drummond will join us, our picks, and all kinds of goodies. As we also look ahead to the Super Bowl, we gave you our favorite bet of the Super Bowl yesterday. What about our next favorite bet? We'll talk about that later in the show. We're giving out one bet per day this week on the show. And don't forget, we will be down at the Mint Gaming Hall on Friday this week. We're going a day early. We're going to be there on Friday. We'll be doing our show live Friday from the Mint Gaming Hall down there at the VSIN Studios right above the Circus Sportsbook down in Franklin, Kentucky. And we'll hang out there and kind of hang around to do our little VSIN show the next day. But, yeah, we'll be there Friday broadcasting live. They have all kinds of Super Bowl goodies to talk about that they're going to offer people who are going to the book on Sunday. So it's going to be a great day, Super Bowl Sunday, in the Franklin, Kentucky Sportsbook down there at the Mint. So make sure to check them out. We'll be down there Friday. Big Super Bowl weekend. Big college basketball week. If you can't get your action down in person, make sure to sign up at circasports.com. That's where you get the information. If you got a smartphone, just go ahead and download the app. Circa Sports Kentucky, the highest limits, the lowest holds, the best customer service. All these props you hear us talking about, they've got them too, I can promise you. Whether you're betting sides, totals, money lines, futures, in-games, and of course, the legendary props. You know where to go. CircaSports.com for the information. And yes, kids, you're out again today. There's a lot of people now complaining you kids need to get back to school. You're darn right you do have to go back to school. But guess what? While you're out of school and watching Price is Right every morning, you must be 18 or older to legally bet on these apps. And of course, if you have a problem gambling, call 1-800-426-2537. All this and much, much more coming up on your Morris Day in the Time Tuesday, where he went from starring, co-starring. Nah, he wasn't the star. Prince was the star. He went from co-starring in Purple Rain to selling Toyotas at Atlanta Toyota. How the mighty have fallen. But first, we've got a game coming up tomorrow night over at the arena formerly known as the Cupcake Factory. It is no more because, well, they're actually playing SEC opponents over there now. But Kentucky comes into this game tomorrow night with Oklahoma. And we do not see any current live lines that are up that are at legal books that we can put some action down on. But this is a 9 o'clock game tomorrow night. Yes, to lay off the coffee tomorrow, I guess, until 9 o'clock. Then that's when you drink your coffee because that's when the game will start. Don't forget, we will have our ESPN College Game Day Live tomorrow. It will be 7:30 tomorrow night, hour and a half leading into the game over at District 7. Make sure to check out Steve Tressler, Matthew Lawrence, and a cast of thousands getting you ready for Kentucky and Oklahoma. But it is Oklahoma. And when you think Oklahoma basketball, yeah, there's not a whole lot to go back to. There's Billy Tubbs, who is always really kind of I'd like to see the truth on him and how he maybe used to swindle people. They had Mookie Blaylock. They had Stacey King back in the late 80s. And they blew a national championship against Kansas and Danny Manning in 1988. Maybe that would have helped my bankroll. Am I going to admit that? No, I'm not going to say a word. But Oklahoma basketball, not as much as their football team over the years. But this year, yeah, things are a little different for Oklahoma. And we've seen that Oklahoma, since joining the good old SEC, it hasn't been what they wanted it to be. And in fact, Oklahoma's lost 8 games in a row now. And of course, they've lost some good teams at home. The teams they lost to at home during that streak, Florida, Alabama, Arkansas, and Texas. Not exactly terrible teams, all 4 of those teams in the top 34, the KenPom numbers. But they lost on the road at Missouri. They lost on the road at South Carolina. They lost at Mississippi State and Texas A&M. So, that's 8 in a row. And if you look for their best wins this year, Oklahoma, who are their best wins? They have 4, which you could say are pretty good wins. On the road at Wake Forest, Marquette, a neutral site game at Oklahoma State, and they won their first conference game of the year in Norman, Oklahoma, against Ole Miss, and we saw what they did last week when they came up here to Kentucky. But what are they doing against the spread? That's the thing that we look at here on this show. And against the spread this year, they're even worse than Kentucky. Yeah, Kentucky's 15-7 overall, 8-6-3 in conference, but 9-13 against the spread. Oh, that's awful. Not as bad as Oklahoma. Oklahoma is 11-11 overall, but 1-8 in conference. 7-15 against the spread. This has not been a year where you can cash in on one Porter Moser. You remember him? He was at Loyola Chicago. And in fact, he was at Loyola Chicago the year that Sister Jean got this team to the Final Four. Yeah, he was the coach there for the Sister Jean team back in 2018 when they went 32-6. And in fact, he hung around for 3 years after that. He was always rumored of getting new jobs. But then the last year he was at Loyola Chicago, they got to the Sweet 16. But they were 26-5. And he was thinking to himself, yep, I better go now because it ain't going to get no better than this. And then he goes to Oklahoma. And in his 5th year now at Oklahoma, he has made the NCAA tournament 1 time and lost and won 0 games. Power conference like the SEC. Before that, he was in the Big 12. And you mean to tell me this team can't make the NCAA tournament? They talk about the hot seat in college basketball. Who are some of these coaches on the hot seat? Porter Moser of Oklahoma is always listed as one of those guys. So what would be the best thing for him right now? To win this game, especially at a spot where, yeah, he has been terrible against the point spread this year and not very good at all against the point spread in his entire career. We'll go over those numbers in depth tomorrow. But the fact that in these games that he's lost in a row, 8 games in a row, he's only 2-6 against the spread in those games. And to be quite honest with you, when you see a guy in those 8 games who was an underdog in every one of those games except the one with South Carolina, it's not like that Oklahoma is surprising anyone. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're losing the games that the desert is saying they're supposed to lose. So before you get on this rampage of how awful Oklahoma is, maybe it's not the coach. Maybe it's just the fact that he didn't bring in right guys because they're not favored in any of these games this year. And even the one they won against Ole Miss to start the year in the SEC, they were a 6.5-point favorite in that game. And they've only been favored once since, and that was only by 1.5, and they lost that one. So they're basically doing what the desert is telling us that they're going to do. And if you look at this team going forward to tomorrow night, Oklahoma and Kentucky, they're supposed to lose again. Kentucky, according to our old friend Ken Palm, our Lord and Savior of basketball analytics, says this is a 10-point margin, 81-71. I would expect when this line comes out today, a low double-digit number for Kentucky, 11.5-12. That's what I would kind of pinpoint it at. But the markets always tell us something different. And trying to guess lines is not exactly the way to go about this in terms of maybe forecasting these games. It's always great to kind of guess these lines. And that's a good way to maybe kind of improve how you are as a handicapper. Try to forecast before these betting lines come out. Guess the lines on your own. Whatever you use, whatever power rating, whatever number, whatever eye test, guess the lines on your own. It will help you become a better handicapper. It seems crazy. It seems infantile. And it kind of is. But it helps. I can promise you it helps. So how are we going to handicap this game? Well, do you really want to lay double digits with Kentucky in a game like this? And if you look at Kentucky's numbers going forward and this schedule going forward, you might want to enjoy it now. Because the next few opponents are all kind of tough. Including, of the next 8 games after this one, the final 8 games after this one, only 2 of them are what you would say are easily winnable games, home games with Georgia and home games with South Carolina. The other 6, home against Tennessee, at Florida, at Auburn, home to Vandy, at A&M, and then home with Florida. All games, all 6 of those, you would say, if Kentucky lost that game, it wouldn't be a shock. Not at all. And that's how I would look at those games from a handicapping perspective. And in fact, if you ask Ken Palm those 6 games, what he thinks that Kentucky's going to do, he says 1-5 Kentucky will be in those games. And the one they win will be against Tennessee this Saturday by 1 point. But of course, numbers can change. We'll talk about Tennessee playing tonight coming up a little later in the show, part of our little pick segment that we might be on one of these teams. But they're laying a few too many points tonight. That's a little spoiler. But Kentucky basketball, it's not about the past. And we're looking to the future with them because Joe Lunardi's bracketology came out. And looky here, Kentucky's backed up to a 7 seed. All right. They play UCLA first round, according to Lunardi. Easy win, right? It won't be easy, but they'll be favored. And then the next round, they'll play Iowa State, according to Lunardi. And if you believe numbers, Kentucky's not made it to the second weekend. But what do you know, bottom line guy? You don't know anything about any of this stuff. You're just following those numbers. Exactly. I'm just following odds makers, and analytics numbers. You're darn right. You know why? Because they're more successful than I am. They may not be more successful than you in your own mind, but they're a heck of a lot better than I am. So in this game tomorrow night for Kentucky, you have to ask yourself, Big Blue Nation, Kentucky's not even a ranked team still after that big win over Arkansas over the weekend. Is this a team that you could really lay double-digit points against the spread Because if you want to cash in on Kentucky tomorrow night against the number, you're going to have to lay double digits. KenPom says 10, and in a spot like this, at home with Kentucky and a blue blood like they are getting all the action in the desert, you're going to have to lay a lot of number in this one. And I can promise you, I'm not laying double digits with Kentucky or basically anybody in college basketball conference games. And that's the bottom line here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. That's okay. The fanboys are very happy because now everybody thinks that Kentucky has a chance to win this conference. And it depends on what you define a chance to win this SEC regular season conference. Because is it the dumb and dumber, so you're telling me there's a chance? Or is it let's live in the real world for once in our lives? As I had to cough for a second. We talked about this yesterday. Kentucky to win the SEC. They didn't even play a game last night. They went back up to 30-1 from 25-1. Florida still your -200 favorite here. And yes, Texas A&M is the current leader of this conference. They're 7-1. Florida's 7-2. Kentucky tied for third. You mean to tell me they're 30-1 to win this conference? The schedule tells you everything you need to know about this. KenPom, the rest of the way, projects Kentucky not to do very well. He says that these last nine games, Kentucky's going 4-5. Would you bet on a winning record for Kentucky the rest of the way? If I said these last nine regular season SEC games, if I said 4.5 wins, would you go over? Would you go under? KenPom says under. The analytics have spoken. What do you think? The odds makers have also said they don't like their chances. That's why Kentucky's 30-1 right now. They're two games out of first place in the SEC, and they're 30-1 to win the conference. That should tell you all you need to know. That is just using some common sense. Oh, you put too much faith in these people because they do this professionally. We're just side hustle people trying to get in on the backside here. So, yeah, big week for Kentucky basketball. Two home games, one of which they should win easily tomorrow night, one of which Saturday is a big one with a team with revenge on their mind coming to town from Knoxville in Rick Barnes in Tennessee. And it's not March yet, so you don't have to bet against Rick Barnes every time he takes the court. You do in March, but it's only February. So, yeah, it's time to maybe, just maybe, kind of hold your horses on that. So there you go, folks. We'll talk a lot more about Kentucky and Oklahoma tomorrow. And looking at this game and the history of Poser as a coach who maybe lives up to his name outside of his days in Chicago, Loyola Chicago. So we'll talk a lot about that as we go forward. By the way, Oklahoma's not even listed on this list of SEC regular season conference winner choices here. So that should tell you a little something about where they're sitting right now. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We have Kentucky basketball tomorrow. And we also see that the Kentucky football team getting a lot of buzz right now about all these recruits and Will Stein's doing the media car wash thing, going to certain places and talking. I will say, somebody asked me yesterday, why aren't you talking about this? Because I have no idea what to expect. And I don't have any win totals. I don't have anything I could bet on right now. So I don't have anything to go with. So if you want to ask me about Kentucky football, I have nothing. I literally have nothing. It's all a lot of talk right now. And, of course, when it comes to Kentucky summertime football, it's always a lot of talk, especially when it comes to quarterbacks and things like that. So it's something to keep an eye on going forward. Before we get to Jeff Drummond next segment, good news for your Cincinnati Reds. The news just keeps on coming. This should tell you where this franchise is right now. Eugenio Suarez is back. He hit his 49 home runs last year. Yeah, I'm not as impressed as a lot of other people are with that, but neither here nor there. The point is, Jameer Candelario, you remember him? He was cut from the Reds last year. The Reds still owe him $13 million this year. He signed a three-year, $42 million guaranteed contract, and the Anaheim LA Angels just signed him off the streets. That should tell you where his stock is right now. The Yankees had him late last year. They said, nah, you can go ahead and walk. It's okay. But the Reds are paying him $13 million this year to basically do nothing. So that should tell you where this franchise is. By the way, the Angels now take on that option that the Reds could have. He can sign for $18 million. The Angels can keep him for $18 million next year if they choose. Something tells me they won't choose to do that. But anyway, also, if you're betting the Pro Bowl tonight, ho-ho, it's going to be a big Bengals night at the Pro Bowl. Not one, but two Bengals quarterbacks are going to be playing in this game, AFC, a minus 120 on the money line against the NFC. There's no point spread. Apparently, it's just the money line. And yes, 75% of the bets are on the AFC to win this game tonight. It is 7-on-7 flag football. Enjoy. If you're betting this game, may the winners be yours. That's all I can say. So there you have it. It's a Pro Bowl night, not what it used to be. And that's the bottom line. But speaking of people who's not what they used to be, our next guest is Jeff Drummond. He's coming up next. I'm not what I used to be either, when I knew him 40-something years ago. Jeff Drummond is joining us next. And then, of course, later in the show, our Mac Daddy Stogie college basketball picks. That's all coming up right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Cash,
cold, that's what I need. The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective here on your Morris Day in the Time Tuesday. And now joining us, a man who introduced us to Morris Day in the Time Tuesdays. He is Jeff Drummond. Jeff, how are you today, sir?
Bradley, I got to say, Johnny Kemp is no replacement for Morris Day.
Johnny Kemp just got paid. It's Friday night. Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know. I couldn't remember who that was leading us into this segment, but Johnny Kemp came to mind. He might as well be the guy.
Johnny Kemp just got paid because it's Friday night. Callaway just wants to be rich. Callaway went to Kentucky State.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so you're talking to the Casey Kasem of 80s R&B right here. So how dare you even confront me on something like that? But, yeah, Johnny Kemp just got paid.
You've got two opposite philosophies there, too. Callaway wants to be rich, so he's probably investing and saving. And Johnny Kemp just got paid, and he's going to the club.
Those are the words of Jeff Drummond, not Brad Taylor. Johnny Kemp going to the club, and that's exactly what Jeff Drummond did for many, many years. No, he didn't. But I'm just saying, I'm just trying to start trouble here. Enough of your foolishness, Drummond. We got business here. We're trying to pick some winners. What happened with Kentucky over the last week? Did you really have faith in them at Arkansas after losing by a quarter down in Nashville last week against Vandy?
Yeah, I kind of had a hunch about that one. I think we discussed it on the show last week, and my feeling only gets stronger about Kentucky's chances relative to how many Kentucky fans are claiming they're going to lose by 20. When that starts happening, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is a good situation for the Cats. Because for whatever reason, that seems to bring out, you know, an extra gear. And then they lean into that pride a little bit more, play harder. I'm not going to sit here and say I expected them to win that game. But I did think it was going to come down to the end. And it could be anybody's game in the final 4 minutes.
So are you telling us that we always talk about fading the public here on this show? We like to go against where all the squares are going. Are you telling us keep your finger on the pulse of the Big Blue Nation, and when they're down, go on Kentucky, and when they're thinking they are going to win by 100, go against them? Is that what you're telling us, Drummond?
I think that's excellent advice, and you may have a good example of it coming up tomorrow, because they won one game at Arkansas, and now everybody's like, they're going to kill Oklahoma. If you look at Oklahoma's season, the record is not there wins and losses-wise, but they've been very competitive with some very good opponents and even some people who have beaten Kentucky. So this is the spot where I'd say be very careful about leaning too hard into Kentucky after that win at Arkansas.
Absolutely be careful, especially because you're going to have to lay double-digit numbers. We do not have an official betting line on this game tomorrow yet. KenPom says 10-point margin. I would guesstimate somewhere in the 11.5-12 point number region for this one. Your thoughts on this one, other than the fact that, yeah, Oklahoma, they've lost 8 in a row. Those 8 games, they were only 2-6 against the spread. They were only favored in one of those games, by the way, and that was at South Carolina by 1.5 points. So like you said, it's not like these guys have been playing the lower rungs of the SEC. They've been playing some pretty decent teams here. So you're telling us it's Oklahoma or nobody if you were going to the window in this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to say with pretty good confidence level at this point, anything 10 or over, I would not want to touch.
Looking at the SEC odds going forward, A&M is at 7-1 to lead the conference. Florida 7-2. A bunch of teams, including Kentucky, now 6-3. But if you look at the odds to win this conference, Florida's -200. A&M is +450. Kentucky is 30-1. Exactly what they were before the Vandy game. What am I supposed to do about this SEC regular season, Jeff Drummond?
Well, I think the schedule is coming to light here, especially with a lot of the other teams that Kentucky's in the running for, perhaps, to make a run at this thing. Texas A&M schedule sets up a lot better for those guys. They're really good to begin with, but they get the softest of the schedule amongst all of the competitors because of the home and home games they get aren't comparable to the ones that, say, a Florida or a Kentucky or Tennessee has to play. You look at Florida, who's also in that mix. Their schedule is kind of front-loaded. It looks a little bit better for him or the Gators down the stretch, whereas Kentucky still has a lot of difficult games left. So it's just hard to believe that they would be able to get themselves in a position to make a run at the league title. But I do think it's possible to aim for maybe one of those top four spots, which is really important when you start looking at the SEC tournament and the brackets and the seeding for that.
I know you're a big fan of Johnny Kemp and all the guys that we like to talk about, Morris Day, but I know you're also a big fan of Bad Bunny. And Bad Bunny is going to the halftime show at the Super Bowl this week. Maybe the most maligned performer ever to perform at the Super Bowl. But it is halftime. And it's also halftime of this Kentucky regular season in the SEC. And there are 9 games passed, 9 games remaining. Kentucky's 6-3 in the first 9. But if I told you in the second half of the season, I set the number for these final 9 games, win total 4.5, right down the middle, over or under, Jeff Drummond. 4.5 wins for Kentucky the rest of the regular season. That reflects how difficult this schedule the rest of the way is.
I have them under right now. I think it's going to be a 4-5 finish to league play. Kentucky could actually get better and improve in the final 9 games and still have a difficult time winning 5 or more of those remaining 9.
There you go. Jeff Drummond's with me. I think it's a 4-5. Also, I think a lot of people would say over, based on what they've seen the regular season, the first half of this season. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a 4-5 rest of the way. So does Ken Pom. And if we got Ken Pom on our side, oh, we can never lose something like that, Drummond. Well, we all know that. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Drummond says, don't get anxious to lay the chalk with Kentucky tomorrow night, no matter what the point spread is. We expect it to be down in the single digits. Anything else happening in college basketball that's catching your eye right now, Drummond? I know we talk all the time about teams that we like and teams we don't like. Your thoughts on maybe the big boys of college basketball, the Arizona, Michigan, Dukes of the world right now?
Yeah, I'm still there in regards to Duke. I think they are really balanced and set up for a deep run, the way they're playing on both sides of the court. And you can't help but be impressed by the way that Florida absolutely, took Alabama to the woodshed in that game down in Gainesville. I was by that. I thought, especially after Florida kind of talked a little bit in the press about the Bediako situation and we're going to beat them no matter what. I thought that would be fuel to the fire for Bama in that one, but it definitely was not. So the two most impressive teams I see right now are Duke and Florida. I still like Michigan, still like Arizona, but those other two are really on fire.
If I said right now, I'll give you Michigan, Arizona, Duke, and you'll give me the field, would you take that bet?
Field is awfully good immediately after them. Yeah. You've got Houston, Florida, and I've got this sneaking suspicion that either Purdue or Connecticut are just kind of laying low. We've seen Kansas have nights, especially when Peterson is on. When they look really good. So no, I think I'd take the field, probably, given the level of parity we've seen this season.
Yeah. I'm going to have to shop around. They're going to put those odds up soon enough for, those three, or maybe just, Michigan, Arizona, just put those two against the field or those three against the field. I look forward to those. I love to play those too. So there you go. There's college basketball. By the way, Jeff Drummond, the calendar says February 3rd. That means baseball season is coming. Eugenio Suarez is now a Cincinnati Red. How excited are you about that? I know you're ready to go out and get your playoff tickets purchased, right?
Yeah, get my World Series box seats lined up. I am excited in one regard, in that the Reds may actually have a pulse and they're actually trying to do something that makes sense to compete. A little bit. They absolutely had to have a right-handed legit power bat in the middle of that order to kind of protect some of the other guys, namely Ellie De La Cruz, and be a guy that can hit maybe 30, 35 home runs. I see some Reds fans are kind of freaking out and saying, you know, 40, 50 home runs. I'd say if you can get 32 to 35 out of 35-year-old Suarez, then that's going to be a boost and give you a chance. But he is getting up there in age a little bit. We often see guys drop off pretty fast when they hit this magic 35 number.
You're right. And you remember the last year that Suarez was with Cincinnati? It was not good at all. he was barely at 200 batting average most of the year. So 82.5 wins for the Reds now. Over or under, Jeff Drummond? I know it's February 3rd. Over or under 82.5 wins for the Reds?
I say they go over simply because the pitching is good enough to get them to that, even if the offense is kind of like it was last season. Still got really, really good pitching, and that gives you a chance in all your games. I'll go slightly above that, maybe 84 wins.
Super Bowl 60 is Sunday. The Seattle Seahawks are 4.5-point favorites. The total is 45.5. Do you have any best bets for the Super Bowl, Jeff Drummond? Because I know your Pittsburgh Steelers knocked you out of all NFL interest whatsoever, but I know you are going to you're looking into this game. Do you have maybe even some side props for us, like a coin toss or a national anthem? Your thoughts on the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Seahawks now with that spread. I've been on them for a long time, as you know, late September, early October. Really like them. I think they're clearly the best team in this matchup, and I think they should be able to cover that. But I'm a little less confident in the total on this one. You've got some weird matchups in terms of that, where I could see it going over, but the defense is the best bet there is probably to lean towards the under. But I'm not confident enough to place a ticket either way on that one with the number set. What'd you say it was now, 44.5?
45.5 right now, most places, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm not crazy about that. That feels like exactly where it's going to fall, somewhere in there. So maybe if it moves a little bit, I'll take another look, but not now.
Oh, come on over to the dark side, Drummond. We're playing the under. That's probably our favorite bet. That's the reverse line move there. Why is this not number not going over anywhere for the 71% of the money on the over? Just something I like to talk about, Leon, about. All right, Jeff Drummond, you have been knocking college basketball out of the park against the number this year. We talk all the time about the games we're on, and you've been doing great against the spread. Sometimes you even go against me against the spread. You don't let me forget about it when you get one over on me. I don't resent that at all. Sure I don't. But who you got in college basketball, your best bet, your Daddy Mac Hoagie going forward, Jeff Drummond?
Daddy Mac Hoagie. I feel really strong about this Ole Miss getting 12.5 points at Tennessee. That's the biggest one that jumps out at me. But I also like Miami of Ohio continuing their undefeated streak. That may go against your thinking, based on what I've heard from you in regards to those guys. And kind of like Indiana out at USC, too, being a 1.5 point favorite.
Yeah.
Just think they're a lot better than USC.
There you go, folks. I agree with Jeff Drummond on one. I disagree wholeheartedly on another. And the other one, he can do what he wants to with it. So we'll talk about that later. Jeff Drummond's been on fire this college basketball season. He likes Indiana, and he likes Ole Miss tonight for sure. And he likes Miami of Ohio to remain undefeated big time. Not going to say I agree with all those, but we'll talk about that coming up later in the show. Jeff Drummond.
Daddy Mac Hoagie.
Daddy Mac Hoagie, yes, we know, Jeff Drummond. We know you've been riding the coattails of the Daddy Mac Daddy Stogie a long time here. We understand what you're doing. Anything else you've got to, maybe some tidbits from the UK sports world that we're missing out on?
Well, we had UK baseball and softball media day today. And I know how excited you get about media days. In terms of point spreads and futures. But Kentucky has a chance to be really, really special in baseball in particular this season. So that's something you and I will be talking about as we move along. You know, there's a big opportunity in college baseball for people to make a little money there if they follow it close enough.
Money is money. I don't, whatever we do, whatever we can get our hands on some money, we'll do it. By the way, I'm looking at odds right now to make the College World Series, Kentucky 5-1. Just to make the College World Series. They don't have to win the whole thing, 5-1. And to win the SEC regular season, Kentucky is 20-1. Well, that doesn't make much sense. How is Kentucky 20-1 to win the SEC regular season, but 5-1 to make the College World Series? That doesn't make any sense, Drummond. Help me out with that.
The gauntlet you have to run to win the SEC is infinitely more difficult than the College World Series.
It just doesn't make sense, and that's why we're here on The Bottom Line. He is Jeff Drummond. Jeff, tell us where we can find you, all your work on the internets without giving fanboy names out, and anything else you'd like to promote, sir. Thank you so much.
You can find all our work through our social media links, and those all go through @JDrumUK on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. That'll take you to the links. Where all our work appears on the KSR Plus network.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We've known him for a long time, and he's all as good as it gets when it comes to all this stuff. He is Jeff Drummond, our longtime friend. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us, and accept the games that you fade me on. May the winners be yours. Thank you, sir. All the best.
All right. O-E-O-E-O.
Amen. Amen. Jeff Drummond, ladies and gentlemen. Chiming in as only Morris Day in the Time can. But enough of that foolishness. Johnny Kemp just got paid. It's Friday night. We're just going to get paid, and it's Tuesday night, hopefully with our picks coming up next right here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300. Here on ESPN Radio. On your Morris Day of the Time, Tuesday. They're still selling Atlanta Toyotas down there. Pennies on the dollar. Yeah. Jerome Benton, where are you now? How the mighty have fallen. And using that term mighty very loosely here on ESPN Radio. Thanks for joining us. Let's go to the text line, 859-381-1313. Anthony is in first. Happy Tuesday, Bottom Line family. Thank you, Anthony. All the best to you. Kansas money line was money last night. Good call by you. We took the points. We did not take the money line, but hey, you got more. You got a lot more bang for your buck on that money line last night. Good for you, Anthony. He went 2 for 3. Tonight, Anthony's going with Miami of Ohio, South Carolina, Xavier, and Belmont. Can't say I agree with you all on all those, but I do agree with you on a couple. We'll talk about those later in the show. Good luck to you, Anthony, as always. We always appreciate your call, your texts into the show every day. Here's a text. Brad, I like Circa, but you have to lay minus 115. They're a lot like the square books. Don't you think every bet at Circa should be minus 110? On a point spread and things like that, yeah. Why do they jack up the juice? Who is the book that starts the lines? Where does a line begin? Good questions. Here's the thing I have for you. I am a big proponent of shopping around for the best lines. Even Derek Stevens, who runs the Circa, he is the boss. He owns the Circa. He's come on our show before and said, always shop around for the best lines, whether it's with us, whether it's somebody else. If you're trying to be a good sports gambler, shop around for the best lines. When I do it, and I have a little live odds page that show all the odds in the state of Kentucky, and I just go to who has the best numbers, the best number to help us. If one place I can get, you know, a team with the same point spread, one place minus 110, the other minus 115, yeah, I'm going to take the minus 110 every time. And so should all of us. Most of the time, Circa is one of those books that offers the best odds when you compare them to the other books. Does Circa always have the best odds? No, but more often than not, they do. So, yes, there are some times when they don't have the best odds, and that's when I go somewhere else. And that is, you know, Circa sponsors this show, and do I take my business somewhere else sometimes? Absolutely. But they will tell you, if you're just a square like you and me, hey, go find the best odds. Because at the end of the day, these sports books have no loyalty to us whatsoever. They're just trying to get our money. So we can choose the games we bet on, but we can also choose the places where we make the bets. And that's why I'm always like, yeah, Circa's usually got the best odds, especially money lines and things like that. But if you're trying to do this long term, get several accounts and always compare the odds. Because if you do that long term, oh, it's only a nickel here. Only I'm only saving 10 cents here or a nickel there. Those add up over time. And it makes you from a 52% winner to a 53% winner. So always compare lines. That's the thing. And that's very important in this little game that we call sports gambling. And here, let's go. Let's go to prison. W. Caudill. He is here in Lexington, Kentucky, and he's in the house, so to speak. And he tells us, we are limited to how we could bet in here. We have a lot of parlays, 2 games, 4 picks, 3 games, 6 picks. Yeah, that's tough. It's tough to win parlays. You've heard us. Bottom line, guy, could you please give us your take on a couple of over or unders each day? All we do is watch sports all day and all night here, all year. And we are watching right now we're watching a game, and there's no doubt this game has been fixed. Yeah, I think he's talking about the Kansas-Texas Tech game last night. At one point, they did not make a basket for 3.5 minutes, either team. So, yeah, we've got the people in the pokey kind of look at us. He goes, you know, it's the same with the Rams in Tampa. They scored 31 points the first half, and they scored 3 in the second half. My question is, will we ever get back to just who has the best team? We love your show. Thank you. Mr. Caudill, sir, we love you guys, too. And, yeah, if you're looking for totals, conference regular season, I don't play a lot of those. And conference tournaments, oh, yeah. We talk a lot about unders in the conference tournaments on neutral floors. I will tell you this, though, Mr. Caudill. NBA unders in the month of January were 139 up and 93 down. That's 60%. If you put $1 on all those games, you are up $33. That is the highest profit mark for any month in the NBA in 20 years in terms of totals. So that's all I can tell you. Conference totals in these games, I don't play a lot of them regular season, but we do definitely play them in conference tournaments. We'll try to add one here and there for you in terms of these games. But when in doubt, in conference regular season, it's kind of shocking. These numbers go over in conference games, college basketball, a lot more than you think they go under. It's about a 50, close to a 51-49 kind of difference. That's all I can tell you about that right now. We thank you for the text, 859-381-1313. But let's get to the games we like from a handicapping perspective tonight, and we will start with the game that Jeff Drummond threw it in our face. He was going against us. Miami of Ohio is the number one team, is the undefeated team. They're not the number one team in America, but they are an undefeated team. And currently, they're 22-0, 10-0 in the MAC. But they're only rated number 23. Not only that, but if you look at their KenPom rating, they're number 90. Huh. Tonight, they're playing Buffalo, 14-8, 4-6 in the MAC. Not a chance, right? Well, Buffalo's only a 4.5-point underdog in this one against Miami. But the betting splits, the squares are like, oh, God, I got an undefeated team. They're playing a losing team in conference. Give me all Miami of Ohio. 77% of the tickets, 78% of the money is on Miami of Ohio. How come this line hasn't moved from where it opened at 4.5? It's still 4.5. And yes, fading the top two teams that aren't getting any action in the desert. When you see a top-ranked team in their ranked and they're getting less than 25% of the action, that is Buffalo here. Those teams hit 55% over the years, 60, 75 up, 577 down. I got the KenPom seal of approval. Give me Buffalo getting points against Miami here. I will take Buffalo getting the 4.5. And I will say, probably want to get on this sooner rather than later, because if this line moves, it's going to go down to 4. I'm here to tell you. And with all that money on Miami, makes you wonder, doesn't it? Oh, we become enamored with the zero. Fade the team with the zero after them. Also, other games, and I hate to agree with Jeff Drummond on this one, but I love Ole Miss getting the points tonight down at Tennessee. Ole Miss getting 12.5. Public money's kind of split right down the middle here, but a lot of systems, unranked versus ranked. The sharp money is on, it looks like, Ole Miss here, and the Yo 11 play. When you see a team 11.5 points or more, an underdog, conference road dog, those hit 55% over the years. Sample size over 6,000 games, hitting 56% this year, 95 and 78. Yo 11, give me Ole Miss getting 12.5 against Tennessee. Let's stay in the SEC. South Carolina has no chance right now, right? They're a 13.5-point dog on the road at Texas. I'm taking South Carolina. KenPom says this is an 11-point margin. The money's kind of split right down the middle here. And yet again, a Yo 11 play. Give me South Carolina getting 13.5 tonight at Texas. And one more game that's kind of going to make you wonder what's going on in the world. Xavier and UConn. UConn, yeah, they're pretty highly ranked, aren't they? Also, guess what? They're only number 10 in the KenPom numbers right now. They're 21-1, but they're number 10 in KenPom. You're not getting much value. Give me Xavier getting 17.5 in this one. Public split down the middle. A lot of the systems, unranked versus ranked, line move. A lot of things go Yo 11. A lot of things in the X favor. Give me Xavier against UConn. Our Mac Daddy Stogies for tonight. Give me Buffalo getting points against Miami. Give me Ole Miss getting points against Tennessee. South Carolina getting points against Texas. And Xavier against UConn. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. Take it to the desert, smoke them. We're running late. We'll have our Gamblers Anonymous picks coming up after this here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300.
The best time of the year is here, and the best app to bet college basketball is Circus Sports Kentucky. It's sports betting the way it should be, with high and transparent betting limits, the lowest holds, and exceptional customer service. It doesn't matter when they take the court, whether it's spreads, props, futures, or in-game, Circus Sports is the place to bet college basketball. Fund and bet like a pro from anywhere, anytime. Download your new bookie today at CircusSports.com.
Oh, King, Gamblers Anonymous games.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Our Gamblers Anonymous games for tonight. yes, we're going to roll with a favorite. One favorite. Indiana State laying a 2.5 against Evansville. The rest of them are all road dogs that fit all our systems, all our analytics, all our betting splits, all that stuff. Canisius getting 3 at Niagara. Southern Illinois getting 9.5 at Illinois State. Valparaiso getting 7.5 at Bradley. No relation. Illinois-Chicago getting 6.5 at Murray State. And Nevada getting 5.5 at Boise. If you missed it, go to our podcast. What did we learn on the show today? Well, we learned that Kentucky is going to be a double-digit dog tomorrow, or not double-digit favorite tomorrow when they play Oklahoma. And as we look at some lines now, I can all obviously right now say I do see an 8.5 out here at one book. That's the opening line for this. That thing's going to jump to 10.5. You might be getting some value with Kentucky, but it may not last. I see an opener at 8.5. We'll see how long that lasts. Total 151.5. So once again, the desert fools us. They know a little bit more than we do. They know you shouldn't be betting double digits with Kentucky here. Jeff Drummond joined us. He set us straight on all the things that he should set us straight on. And of course, he went against us on one pick. He'll rue the day of that. And of course, our picks. If you miss it, ESPNLex.com or go download the app to listen to the podcast. Thanks for joining us and getting your side hustle on. Don't forget the daily lineup here on ESPN Radio. It is Matthew and Jimmy weekdays 10 to noon. Alan Cutler, noon to 2. Yours truly, from 2 to 3. Senator Paul Feinbaum and the best of the SEC from 3 to 7. And apparently starting next week, our friend Steve Tressler is going to be doing Wildcat Drive weekdays from 4 to 6. Boy, he'll have the Big Blue Nation up in arms there for that one. So make sure to check him out starting next Monday, 4 to 6, the Wildcat Drive. He'll have the Big Blue Nation up in arms as they're driving home from work. Thanks so much for joining us. And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, help us with those stogies tonight. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much.